I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. You want to follow along on your TV. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, May 15th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
And Johnny Cakes Allville.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Jason, of course, having the colonoscopy today.
Yeah, it's an uncomfortable time for him, I'm sure. It's something I know we talk about it privately sometimes. It's something that we're all dreading. The biggest thing is just the anxiety, I think. But, yeah, I mean, he's probably been on the toilet all night. So he'll knock that out, I think, right after the show. I know he won't be here, but I think the appointment's 10 or 11. And then hopefully he can get back to normal, start eating again, and get that behind him, so to speak, Cakes. See what I just did there?
I see what you did there. I see that early radio morning humor. Appreciate that.
There's a lot of controversy here.
There is?
Producer room.
Really?
There's always conspiracy theory.
There must be some sort of theory.
Well, did he tell you guys he was taking off today?
He told me he was taking off tomorrow. I knew he wasn't going to do tomorrow because we've been doing the Saturday morning 9 till noon shift. And he had told me he wasn't doing Saturday. Last Saturday.
I don't know if he told us, but I kind of assumed he wasn't.
We were under the assumption that he was going to be doing the show and then heading over to the doctor.
Well, I thought he said that the thing was at 10.
No, I thought he said it was 11:30, but whatever.
He had to be there at 10. Remember, he said the procedure's at 11:30, but he had to be there an hour and a half early. Now, that sounds crazy to be there an hour and a half early, but it might be because when you have a surgery, you do have to be there pretty early.
I thought it was pretty clear that he would not be on the show today.
Yes.
Like, I wasn't expecting him to be here.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting him, especially when he said yesterday he had to be there at 10.
Because we're just freaking out because of spots and everything. And,
yeah.
You know, we want to do those very well. And then we didn't give a heads up to sales that he wasn't out because we thought he was going to be.
And that you're going to be featured on the video on NBC Sports Washington. There's added pressure there.
Oh, I did wear my Under Armour golf shorts today, by the way.
Very good. We're very happy to hear that.
But we were, we were kind of baffled when he wasn't checking in.
I really think that wasn't you guys paying attention because, he should have probably communicated that with you better. He said yesterday that he had to be there at 10. So,
believe me,
the procedure started at 11:30 and he had to be there at 10.
It's not a big deal. It's like a sick day, but we just didn't know he wasn't here until you sent a message about the Zoom.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I actually think you guys should be on the Zoom. It's all the time, personally. You know, you guys don't care how many boxes. Their excuse is, oh, it looks better with four boxes.
Right.
Who cares?
It does.
Eric, it looks 1,000 times better. I think the audience cares.
I know.
You just want to see us so you can.
Joan and.
Well, it's easier to interact with each other. Yeah. Like normal.
Spy report.
That's all. Just be normal. I mean, I see when we have like Helly on or if we put Rabel on or something, it looks good. Nobody's ever complained and said, take them off.
Now I got to go downstairs and get my hat.
Yeah.
I need a haircut so bad.
By the way, Valdez,
Eric, is that when you have the Dan Helly on or Paul Rabel on, I didn't see the Paul Rabel interview. That was while I was off this week. They're up close.
Yeah, okay. Well,
it's
you
a
know
very
what it
distant
is.
Shot of these guys.
I don't mind a distant shot. I don't mind the two shot.
Yeah. I'm not saying I mind it. I'm just saying that it's different. It's not really a great comparison.
By the way, Valdezzi, are your Under Armour shorts, are they like a flashy like orange
oh.
or?
Oh, yeah, they're like a pinkish orange.
Ah, nice.
These are the ones you think show your bulge?
The talk of the producer room. You kind of see them?
Yeah, I see them. They look good from here.
You like the front or the back look on them more? Valdezzi.
He likes the back because it shows off his calves.
His calves?
That's what it is. Yeah. The calves look.
Wouldn't
got
all
it.
Shorts do that? Yeah.
No, these ones specifically highlight his tight body, I guess.
Tight body?
These ones.
Right.
Well, this cut. Yeah. That's why he's got five pairs.
Right. Yeah. That's why he went crazy. That's why he broke their website ordering five pairs of shorts.
Well, I can tell you this. After the discussion about Under Armour yesterday, I immediately went for a run in my Under Armour hoodie afterwards, and I felt fine with it.
Right.
Even though everybody said it's uncool and it's for overweight, unhip,
unathletic.
Right. Not everybody said that. A few people said that.
I know.
Yeah. A few people said that.
Well, the majority of the listeners who called in were anti.
Right. Well, it's a self-selective thing. But I almost wore my UA hat, just a big old UA on it. Just,
right.
But then I didn't want to
do as a show of support.
Somebody pointed out our publicity photo, Eric. You're wearing a big Under Armour hoodie.
Well, I wear Under Armour.
Photo that
but
they use?
Yeah, I think Under Armour's comfortable. I don't favor it over any other brand, but I don't disfavor it. Yeah. Like, to me, they're all the same. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, generally, all the same to me. Don't care. But that's just me. Don't have a preference.
Should mention on the show today, we've got Kevin's going to join us at 7, entertainment reporter for Fox 5, Kevin McCarthy. We'll find out what's going on in Hollywood. I know there's a Russell Crowe movie, which is coming out in the theaters in June, which is getting a lot of hype.
So we're going to be going back into the theaters? Nice.
Yeah.
Good for them.
They think it's going to crush, I guess, because there haven't been any new movies at the theaters.
Right.
So if there's one offered and you're in a state where theaters are open, maybe people are going to go.
Right, right.
John Feinstein will join us at 8 like he does every Friday. Also on the show today, we've got John Herman, who is the general counsel for Novavax. They're in Gaithersburg. They're one of the companies that's been awarded $400 million to develop a vaccine for the coronavirus.
Well, good.
And then finally on the show today, this should be fun, is John Beckham, who is the co-director of the new documentary Basketball County in the Water. He's going to join us at 9:20. That is the Kevin Durant PG County Hoops special, which airs on Showtime tonight.
You better get that Showtime, EB.
Yeah, I'm going to have to work. I'm not a guy that does that kind of thing.
He's not going to be in the water, Cakes.
No, he's not. Or you just consult with Matt Valdez, who always has the work on.
He always has the work on. Yeah. I'm just not that kind of guy that orders something and then cancels it right away. I don't play games like that.
All right, I have two words for you.
Yeah.
Free trial. Most places are giving you like 7 or 10 day like free trials to sample the goods. So maybe you just do that.
Showtime is definitely doing that. I believe I've seen that with Showtime.
You do the free trial. You watch in the water.
So what do
and
I
then
do?
You're
I,
good.
Do I do it on, online
like
or do I just call?
Way.
I call Xfinity.
I'm not sure exactly how you do it.
Right.
You usually can do it right there on the TV with your remote control.
Right. I'm just going to see if I can do it online. I don't know.
You're acting like it's a big burden.
Well, I don't
want to take you 5 minutes or less.
I definitely don't want to sign up for because there's something that I've signed up for recently that I'm getting charged $8 a month for. I mean, it's $8 a month, but I never ever use it.
What's the product?
I'm not going to tell you, but it's a website that I joined.
Okay,
and they actually sell. They actually send me
Bang Bros.
They actually send me 6 emails a day. Like every time they update their website, you know, every time there's a new article, and it's just so tilting. I don't
have
time
for it.
Let me
guess. It's like expensivelenses.com.
No. But the point is, there was something there that I wanted, so I just paid the monthly fee, and I'm so lazy. I'm going to cancel today. Cancel today.
Good.
So it's good that Ron Rivera traded away Quentin Dunbar, right?
Seemingly.
I guess.
And that was quite a headline yesterday.
I missed it because I was out playing golf, and when I got home, I saw the story, and I was like, what?
It's pretty unbelievable for a professional athlete to be accused of what he's been accused of, which is armed robbery.
Well, what the worst part about it is, in my view, is that they were at a party, presumably where they knew people, where they're playing cards, and then it just went bad. They got into a fight, and then he just, like, listened to his boy, who also plays in the NFL, right? Was he a former first-round pick of the—
DeAndre Baker. He's a first-round pick last year.
Yeah, first-round pick of the Giants, and he just becomes, like, his little bitch boy and does whatever he says. The other guy pulls out a gun and then tells Quentin to start taking money from people. At one point, don't you stand up and say, hey, wait a second, what are we doing? We're just playing cards. Why did this turn into an armed robbery situation?
Right, you know what I mean? They took cash and watches.
Yeah, but like Quentin Dunbar went from hanging out, playing cards, and I'm assuming this wasn't planned, to listening to his boy and almost being his cuck and then just robbing people just because his friend told him to. Like, it's the sickest thing I've ever read.
Yeah.
If it went down that way. Now, maybe it was— – I'd actually have more respect for him if they planned it. They said, all right, here's what we're going to do. We don't really like these guys. We're going to go in there, and we're going to start a fight, and eventually we're just going to rob them. I would have more respect.
Why do you think it's not planned? Because I read that they all had their cars parked perfectly for a getaway.
The reason why is because they said they were playing cards, and then all of a sudden a fight erupted. So I'm assuming—
– But somebody had a mask, which seems strange for the story, too. I don't know if Dunbar was wearing a mask.
Baker ordered somebody— – I don't know whether it was Dunbar or somebody else to murder somebody else at the party. And then that person declined.
By the way, maybe that's why Dunbar wanted more money from the Redskins.
Maybe he's low on funds.
Well, people. I know this. I know he's spending a lot of the money that he does have on a lawyer at this point. I know he's doing that.
What a nut job.
It's just a dumb. Yeah. Thank God they got rid of him. Now we know why they got rid of him with the quickness. They didn't even care.
Nope.
You're like, oh, you don't want to be here? Oh, sure. Get out of here.
Beyond the fact that he, in my mind, was overrated on the field, we had Sean Springs on the show weeks ago when he called his play mediocre.
Well, Sean goofs on every corner. That's just what
he
Sean does
but I think it's a fair assessment. I think that he is.
I thought he was
pretty good. I know that Pro Football Focus had him rated really high, but I never thought Quentin Dunbar was the next coming of Deion Sanders.
Here's what I do know about him, which I don't know a lot. I know that he's stupid because had he not committed this robbery, he was in a position to set himself up to get a deal where he would command $8, $9, maybe $10 million a season as a top cornerback if he played that way. And now his NFL future is murky at best.
Right.
I mean, he might be going to jail for a sizable amount of time. We don't know.
Well, I'm going to assume he— – yeah, who knows? You know, that armed robbery, I don't even know how you get out of that one. But, yeah, I'm going to assume he's going to at least be suspended. And depending upon how
minimum.
Good the league really thinks he is, will determine if he gets another shot.
Ironic what Quentin Dunbar told the Seattle reporters when he had a teleconference with them. So it was an introductory teleconference. Just on Thursday, I believe. Well, recently.
And yeah, it was yesterday.
I just want to feel wanted at the end of the day. I just hope to repay them with the way I carry myself as a person.
Drab, that's your guy now. That's your Seattle Drab Hawk.
Definitely not. Not a Seahawk until you step on the field. Well, business before that.
So he's still a Redskin?
He's just floating around out there.
He's in limbo.
Yeah.
Was any of his money guaranteed?
They can cut him with no cap penalty, I believe.
Okay, but what about, like, did he actually get paid?
I don't think so, because it was a trade.
What a dummy.
Yeah, because he's still on his original Redskins deal that he was balking at.
Right. What a dummy. That's it. That's all she wrote. Nice knowing you.
I mean,
what a dummy.
Spectacularly dumb move by him and DeAndre Baker.
Right. Well, it makes a lot of sense why they just— – because I never understood why they caved to him. Beyond then, maybe they're just thinking he sucked, but, you know, maybe there were some character questions that people kind of knew, you know, who knows? I didn't know. I had no idea. That whole thing was shocking to me.
Spoke to me that Rivera, not specifically about Dunbar, but anybody who was from the previous regime that was creating some noise, they're not here anymore. Whether it's Dunbar or Trent Williams or Josh Norman. They've just moved on from all of those guys.
Yeah, that's a culture change. That's what a culture change is. So good for the Redskins, good for Ron Rivera. There was always a part of me that's sad when a young person like that throws his life away. I'm assuming his life's not completely over, but he's going to have to do a redo, and it's going to look a lot different now, be my guess.
Got to have a good explanation. This one, it's
there's
crazy.
There's no explanation.
Good explanation.
NFL players who are
he's robbing people of Rolexes in their
cash.
There's
no explanation. Yeah. For armed robbery, there's no explanation other than it wasn't me. Mistaken identity.
Right.
That's about the only one, I think. Or, I mean, maybe you could do some sort of self-defense. They threatened us. But then
also,
why
what's
steal
the point,
their watches?
What's the point of, if it's true that they had their cars set up like getaway cars, what's the point there if you were already identified by, like, your friends in some sort of social gathering?
Well, it goes back to Cakes' point. He's stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, just not afraid to say he's stupid.
And then what's the point of putting on a mask if they've already seen you?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've never put
been
it perfectly.
I've never been in the armed robbery game. I've never staged a robbery, so I wouldn't know.
You know, I will personally say it is a guarantee that Quentin Dunbar is a dumb human. Dumb. Okay? So, bottom line, he's a dumb person.
All right. As always, if you want to call into the show, 800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet us at Junks Radio, text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message data charges may apply. We're the Junkies, coming right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Jason having his colonoscopy today. So it's me, EB, and Cakes. You're following us on NBC Sports Washington. We got the camera up and running on the boys behind the glass. Valdez sporting his Under Armour shorts, which he believes he wears proudly because it shows off his butt and his bulge.
I am playing golf today at Potomac Shores, so I had to wear the Under Armour golf shorts.
So you're not wearing them just for vanity purposes.
No.
They're functional today.
Yeah, they have
a
purpose today.
But it seems like he does like to highlight it to drab.
Well,
I mean, that's his closest human contact. I mean, they're in the studio there together.
The first time that I wore them to work, drab complimented my legs, and then it just kind of it cemented the fact that they make me look good.
Yeah, it sparked something in you.
And then after he gave me the compliment, I immediately ordered the 10 pair more.
What happened to the old Puma Pete shorts? Did you get rid of all those?
I still have those.
Yeah.
I wear them casually.
You don't like them as much, to be honest.
What?
You don't like the cut on those?
They're like too big.
Yeah.
The leg width is too
big. Well, you know what I did? I
can't notice the bulge as much, EB.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I actually took those. I had about five or six that Puma Pete gave us.
They're great shorts.
Yeah, I actually took them to a, whatever you call them, a seamstress or whatever you call those dudes that do that stuff.
Taylor,
I don't know. And, they hooked it up. It was like, I think it was $10 a shorts or something. I figured for free shorts to get them to fit right.
That's right.
It's totally worth it.
They were gratis.
Can Valdez send a couple pairs of those shorts to Cakes' way?
Why?
I knew there was going to be a Cakes baggy shorts somewhere in there.
It's awful shorts.
Yeah, Cakes has the worst get up.
I can never wear. It doesn't matter what I wear.
Documented the flattest ass.
Yeah, I mean, I'm working with at a disadvantage.
Not much of a bulge.
The Under Armour golf shorts would help Cakes' flat ass.
They would.
That's how great they are.
Okay, don't maybe I'll buy a few pairs.
Don't they make underwear for guys? So, like, you know, they have girls have, like, Spanx or whatever, or the push-up bras.
Yeah, you can get some butt pads to put it in there.
Well, it's not even a pad, but they make underwear that kind of props up your butt. So it takes, like, your old Cake's flat butt.
Yeah.
And it makes it look nice and round.
When Cake's golfs, he has, these dickies that come down mid-calf. It looks like he's a mechanic.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's another reason why I just never golf anymore.
Well, he looks like Cakes,
is there
sort
any
of
curvature to your butt? Like, or does it just go straight down
no,
the back?
Straight
pretty,
down.
Pretty straight.
Yeah.
Not, there's not much of a bump there. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It's genetics.
Do you have no glute muscles?
Yeah, that's a no glute.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I skip leg day all the time. Never leg day.
Let's start doing some squats.
Hey, believe
I hate
me,
squats.
I can't,
are the worst.
I can't brag. I don't have my butt, as I've gotten older, has gotten flatter.
Yeah.
It's kind
of
sad.
Speaking of golf, Eric, you played yesterday, right?
I did play yesterday poorly. I mean, you could call it that, I guess.
Yeah, but you got out there.
Got out there, had a nice time, actually.
Was it crowded?
It was certainly, yeah, I guess I would say it was crowded. I mean, who knows? You know, I wasn't paying attention to the parking lot or anything. Seemed like it was crowded. I mean, there are people in front of us, people behind us.
And did you do the bit where two people walked and two people in carts?
No,
or was it
four carts. Four carts.
Very good. I like that move.
I think they acquired some extra carts, played out of Blue Mash. I highly recommend it. You know, that's basically my home course.
I would have bet a lot of money, by the way, that if it was two carts and two people walking, that Eric was in the cart.
Well, 100%.
You know what's funny? I actually like to walk a golf course, not carrying my clubs. But I would do it right now just because I'm trying to stay healthy because I'm eating and drinking too much during the quarantine. So I would have been open to it. But I told you, I still don't have the new golf bag. I got to talk to my man Buddy again because when I prop it up, the legs break. The legs fall. So I can't really – it would be inefficient if I was to walk right now.
Yeah, you need
a new
bag.
You don't have
a
good driver, right, because you went to golf them and they couldn't find a driver for you? It just didn't work for you?
I get by fine with mine, but I mean technology – I'm probably missing out on 20, 30 yards. You know, it kind of sucks.
Well,
it's weird how I can –
driver. Say again? Necessarily. You don't need a driver necessarily. I saw the story yesterday, which was amazing, about a 60-year-old golfer. So he's 10 years older than us.
Yeah.
Who I guess is pretty good because he's played in some PGA qualifiers.
Pretty good. It means he's elite. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he played around with just a putter.
Yeah.
And shot an 84.
Yeah. That's,
he said he normally drives it just 200 yards off the tee.
Yeah.
But a friend suggested that he just play with the putter to increase the difficulty. And he shot an 84.
Man, I don't know how that's possible.
I already don't like him. That's just such a me show off. Look, I can shoot an 84 with my putter. You jerks.
Right. So he bought a Wilson staff putter for $2.99 at a local Goodwill store.
Not size for him.
Played his buddy for money.
Yeah.
Braggart.
Beat him by six strokes.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's the ultimate humiliation.
Okay, can you imagine being his buddy?
Now, there can't be a water hole, right? Like,
yeah,
what do you do if you have to hit it over the water?
I don't know how that works.
You know what I mean?
You
played a Blue Mash.
No,
there's
can
a hole
hit it.
Where
he's
you're
not
hit it
putting it the whole way. He's swinging the thing and getting it in the air. 100%.
You can actually get the ball in the air with a putter?
Yeah,
if you're talented.
Can.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guarantee that's what he's doing.
I can't get the ball in the air with a 3-wood. Let alone a putter.
Right. Well, it was awesome to be out there. A sense of normalcy. It is a little weird when you're in four different carts. And, you know, I've never put hand sanitizer in my cart before. For some reason, I brainwashed myself into thinking I should have, even though I know they wipe the carts down and everything, I felt like I should have hand sanitizer in there.
That's the new normal. There's a lot of people that do that. They, like, put it in the cup holder,
on
the passenger side. And, you know, sometimes, you know, get a couple squirts if you feel a little dirty.
Makes you feel a little bit better, I guess. It was weird. And then, you know, there's really no going in the clubhouse other than you can order your food, like on the 8th tee or I was on 9th tee, ordered my food via text. And then you go in there, and, of course, you have to have a mask to be inside. So then I pull my my gangbanger thing, my bandana. I put that over my face, and I go in there and, you know, pick up my chicken salad sandwich and my – you know, Yingling, it's just bizarre. And then you go back outside and you go on your way. So it's bizarre, but I feel totally safe outside. We had a very good time. You know, I didn't high five my friends. We did the elbow thing.
How did you like the cups, the raised cups?
it was totally fine. You know, I mean, it was raised, but it still goes down, you know.
Right, but you don't like putting with the pin in.
I don't like putting, so I kept going over to the pin and almost grabbing it. One time I did grab it, and I felt like, oh, I got the Rona. I just grabbed the pin. But it was good. It was great to be out, and I got some good vitamin D yesterday, which just do any Google research out there. It's what everybody needs, and so that was great. It was great. I got a little sunburn probably too much vitamin D.
It's weird. Last year I was playing a decent amount of golf, but I was kind of spearheading a lot of get-togethers with some of the guys I used to play hoops with, you know, kind of a circle of friends. And this year, because the golf courses weren't open until recently, I have no desire, and I think that this might be one of those years where if I'm invited, I'll play, but I'm not spearheading anything. I might be going down the cakes highway at least this year, and then next year maybe I'll get back after it.
But I don't understand why. Why wouldn't I mean,
I just have no desire.
He's a running guy now.
I'm not pining to play.
Well, neither did I. Yeah, I actually wanted to hit the ball zero. But what was nice is I was social again. I actually hung out with three friends, and I haven't done that in 2.5 months.
Yeah, like I said, if they invite it, it's just last year, maybe it's just, you know, the responsibility of being the spearheader. Like, we had a group of us had said, all right, whoever's available, we're going to get together every Friday and play golf. And that it just became difficult, like setting it up. And
it fizzled.
Can't do it. I got to work overtime. You know, one of the guys is a police officer, and it just became difficult. So you know what? I'm going to be the recipient of the invitations this year versus the invitor.
Well, you might be short then.
Right, yeah, but you're going to be sitting where you are right now.
I'm not pining to play this year. And Valdez is right to an extent, because I was preparing for this marathon, which was going to go off right about when they shut things down. And now I feel like I got to maintain.
Right.
So I'm trying to do, per our guy Chris Farley from Pacers' recommendation, I'm trying to do 20 to 30 miles a week. So
that's a lot.
Yeah, it's just a matter of maintaining so that once, if and when they actually have races, like I want to do one more, that's it, one more marathon, I'll be ready. I'm not starting over.
Right. Well, I'm jealous that I don't have that on my resume, but I will never have marathon on my resume.
It's not really on my resume.
Well, no, I'll put it on my tombstone. When you're playing the Masters music and I die from the Corona, I would like it if people said, yeah, he did run a marathon. But they're not going to be able to say that.
I don't think people are going to say that.
They won't mention it in your eulogy.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be mentioned.
It might.
Well, for me, I would make it a big deal. If I ran a marathon, I'd be the douche that has a 26.2 sticker.
The worst.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Put it on my license plate.
Actually, the worst are the people that slapped the 13.1 on their car. I mean, you did a half marathon.
Yeah,
come on.
I knew that. I would do that. Can I put a 5K? I've done a 5K.
If you're going to slap a 13.1, why not put a 5K on the bumper of your BMW? Have at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
if you're lowering the bar, go right ahead.
I'm almost as proud of the beer mile, which I ran, as the
beer mile is pretty impressive. That's a difficult feat.
I think I did the beer mile in roughly 12 minutes. I don't remember. But the thing that was amazing was the guy, and granted, he was a world record holder, pummeled four beers and did a mile in like 5 minutes.
That's amazing. That's like the greatest accomplishment ever.
Well, I know that I'm working on another 4.5 hours of sleep, because when I got home, I had to wind down, and then we had to interview Rabel for Time and Room. And by the time – and he pushed that back till 9:30. We didn't get done till 10:30, 10:45. And then I had to make sure that I had the file all saved correctly, edit a little bit. I didn't get upstairs until after midnight last night. So I think it's Friday. Today's Friday, right, Cakes?
Today is Friday, yes.
It is Friday.
Today's
but you
Friday.
Are working tomorrow. Fridays are not the same for us anymore.
Yeah, but noon to 3 is not a big deal.
Oh, you're doing the noon shift. That's no big deal.
Kind of cushy. I see that JP's already got three guests booked for his show tomorrow.
Damn, size. JP did all the heavy lifting.
I've been doing the show with Jason for the most part for 2 months.
Right.
And Jason will actually start texting me on Monday.
I know.
About Saturday's show, and I'm like, dude, get back to me on Thursday. And so just, you know, I went down my phone. I think I got to the letter F because I booked FP Santangelo.
Right.
And then I felt pretty good. And I talked to Max Major earlier. So we're going to have Max on the show at 11:40. He qualified for America's Got Talent.
That's impressive.
Oh, to do the magic trick? Oh, nice.
Booking guests is the bane of my existence.
Yeah, I just don't participate.
I mean, I've done it, but it's, you know, like I've booked Chris Russell. I love Chris, but I mean.
I booked Tom Healy.
Right.
I booked my friend.
Well, I mean, look, I booked people that are on my phone.
I just feel sheepish about asking people.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I
don't like to ask people for anything. I really don't.
So, yeah, Cakes is going to be filling in for Jason tomorrow. We'll be on from 9 till noon. We'll have FP Santangelo, our buddy John Aran, to talk about the business of sports. There's a lot of news, whether it's Fox piping in fake crowd noise for future NFL games.
So dumb. I couldn't be more against that.
Yeah.
That it's just, they're making the game fake. It's actually making me crazy the more I think about it. They're making it fake.
So we'll get into that, whether it's the Monday Night Football, who's going to fill in for Booger and Joe Tessitore on ESPN's Monday Night Football coming season. So there's a lot of stuff we'll get into with him. And then we've got Max. Max, who emailed me, like, I guess in the middle of the night last night, and he was like, yeah, I'm in. I had told him anytime in the 11 o'clock hour, he chose the last segment. Now, I think he's in Vegas, so that makes sense.
Right.
But he asked if the show was televised. I was like, well, we can zoom you in, and we could have a pack of cards and – like, just let us know what you want to do.
Who's going to do... Because
that's what he did for his tryout for America's Got Talent. They had, you know, Heidi Klum in her home and Howie Mandel. And I can't remember, but he just told one of them, he's like, grab a pack of cards, take out the jokers.
Right.
Flip one around. And then before he did all that, he wrote down what it was going to be. And sure enough, boom. That's what the
card
was.
That Bluetooth pen is silly.
It is. That little mini printer that nobody can see.
Yeah,
no, but in this case, amazing innovation. Down before, EB, and he showed the crowd. He showed the camera.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it. I don't know.
No, you know what? Here's when I'll be amazed. When he makes my eye bags disappear. If he can do that, then he should have a residency in Vegas for the next year.
Right.
And make millions upon millions. Which I hope he does.
Who's replacing Tessitore? A corpse? Like, they'd be... Do we know?
I don't know. And again, I don't care who's calling the games. I would never look at a matchup and say, well, who's calling the game? Joe Tessitore? No, I'm simply not going to watch that game.
Right.
If there's a game featured on a Monday night, I'm going to tune in and watch it, no matter who the announcers are.
Most people think it's going to be Steve Levy.
He's all right. He did.
I mean, he's a lifer broadcaster. I'm sure he'll do a really good job.
He'll be perfectly competent.
I thought Tessitore was competent.
Perfectly competent, exactly.
Because he does boxing, and
he's perfectly competent. He's a snoozer, though. Maybe Levy has a smidge more personality. I'm not sure. I thought Tessitore was perfectly a great broadcaster, boring. Like, just brought nothing.
All right, we've got Kevin joining us coming up at the top of the hour, 7 o'clock. We'll talk to entertainment reporter for Fox 5, Kevin McCarthy, later in the show, Fridays with Feinstein at 8 o'clock. It's the Junkies coming back on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Washington running the three-man show today. Jason having his colonoscopy as he turned 50 just a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
You know, isn't it funny how, you know, I'm a radiophile, so I've been listening to radio since I was, God, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old, and I've been listening to dedicated shows for, you know, guy talk type shows since I was a teenager. And every radio host that I've ever listened to, as they get to 50 and they do their colonoscopies, would the listeners get to go on the journey.
Oh, yeah. You're along for the ride.
Yeah, the listeners get to go along. And I guarantee you, when I schedule mine, which will probably be shortly, you know, within a few months, I will be lamenting the exact same things that Jason did, you know, over the past week or so. No doubt about it.
Talk about life.
It's a rite of passage.
Chuck in D.C. wants to chime in.
Yeah.
He's on the line. If you want to give us a call, 800-636-1067.
Chuck, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies. How are you?
I'm all right, fellas. How y'all doing this morning?
Good, Chuck.
What's up, Chuck?
All right. Yeah, I just want to come to Jason's defense, man. You're not coming to work on the morning that you have a colonoscopy procedure.
Right. Yeah. Listen to the producers. There's the two docs in there, the two mats.
Yeah, you're in the bathroom all the way up until almost until the time you got to go.
Yeah.
Right.
And they do require you to be there like an hour and a half early for whatever reason.
Right.
I've had one before, and you ain't got time to go to work.
Right. Yeah, there's no working. And then how quickly could you go, like, Chick-fil-A or something afterwards?
Oh, you're a little woozy when you first get up off the bed or what have you. But by the time you get to your car, you can't drive home. You got to have somebody come to get you.
Right. Because
you're a little woozy. But by the time you get home, that appetite been perked up. You be hungry again.
Right. Right. Nice. Yeah, nice. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I
actually,
know.
Actually, extra hungry because you haven't eaten all day. Oh, actually, yeah. In about 24 hours.
The thing I just listen. It's one thing to sit on a toilet. Look, I like pooping. I think it's fun. But I can't imagine though doing it all night. Like when I want to sleep. You know, that's the thing that's going to be scary to me. Like I will want to sleep. I'm going to have a breakdown. If I have to be on the toilet all night, and I'm going to be sleepy, I'll fall off the thing.
You don't do good with sleep deprivation.
No.
I know you can do a show on 4 or 4.5 hours of sleep. I can't remember when it was because we've known each other our whole lives, but maybe it's that Vegas trip where you were like super amped up. You remember that one show?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was that way for 2-3 days, and then I broke out in shingles. My body broke down.
Hey, your body couldn't handle it.
I felt like I was on cocaine because my body kicked into some extra gear. I've talked about it 100 times on the show, and my mind was going 100 miles an hour. It's the sharpest I've ever been. I've never been that sharp. I was finishing people's sentences. If you did trivia, I was just ripping out the answers.
You were paying attention to trivia? You were on another level.
No. I'm telling you, I reached another level of consciousness that I've never been there since.
You got to like a Zen. You got to a Zen place.
Yeah, Cakes. It must have been rappers' real names because he only knows so much trivia.
His wheelhouse, or like Masters trivia.
I'm not saying it made me smarter or I magically knew more stuff, but I accessed the information instantaneously.
And that was a result, though, that manic state from staying up all night in Vegas.
I hit a mania. I've never hit that before. It actually was scary. I felt like I could get into a car and drive 180 miles an hour because I could navigate it because my instincts were. Foo, foo.
Staying up all night seems so foreign to me at this point. I know I've done it a few times, but I mean, when I was much younger,
right.
I mean, there's just no chance I could stay up all night at this point.
Well, it's not good for you. I can
physically
assure you
impossible.
That. Yeah. My kids keep threatening. My 10-year-old threatened it last week because every day is the same.
Right.
And so she and her cousin, they're 10. And they wanted to pull an all-nighter, and eventually I had to put the kibosh on that.
Right.
Well, I think on Friday, Dylan stayed up till 4:30.
Yeah.
And the only reason I know that is because Kelsey woke up, and, like, the next morning she was like, I woke up to go to the bathroom, and Dylan was up. It was 4:30.
Yeah. Well, my son goes to bed
about
that time.
And he woke up at 11.
My son goes to bed regularly about that time.
Yeah.
You know, these kids, it sucks for them so bad. But I've let the chains off, I have to be honest. In the last week or so, I'm just allowing outdoor stuff. So my buddy went to his friend's house, and they had three of them. They were in the backyard. I have a three-person limit, so you can have three friends over, max, all outside in the backyard. That's sort of where my comfort level is. Do whatever you want in the backyard. I don't care. I actually told the fellas, you got go pee over in the corner. You got to go pee. Just don't pee on my firewood. Don't pee on any of my kindling. So yeah.
You need that nice and dry.
I need that nice and dry. I don't want it to smell like urine when I'm burning cakes.
No, you don't.
Speaking of kids, so we were scheduled to have a big vacation in August. Was still not determined where we were going to go. Maybe we'd go to – we weren't going to go to Puerto Rico this year. We basically go to Puerto Rico every other year where we visit family and have a week on the beach and do all that sort of thing. So it was going to be somewhere different. I think early, like in March, maybe they were lobbying about going to like San Diego or California or something like that. So there were a lot of possibilities. It might be, you know, a different Caribbean island. Might have been going to, you know, we went to the Florida Keys one year or something like that. And a few days ago we were talking about it, and I can't make a plan for anything. I'm not going to plan anything right now, book something which requires a flight. No chance.
No, probably can't do that.
We are in a quandary because we've put a down payment on a place for, you know, like, I don't even know how many of us there are, 18, 19 of us, right? We always book a house at the Outer Banks. And so they said you could get insurance. You call the insurance company, and they're not going to cover sort of anxiety or unsureness about corona, COVID-19. Yeah. That's not covered by the insurance. And here's the thing. I thought, oh, it was no big deal. We'll go to the beach. The beach is outdoors. I'm completely 100% fine with being outside. But then the part that I didn't noodle, and my mom pointed it out, she goes, well, I can't go. I don't feel comfortable. She's right. Being in the house with, you know, people that might have this, you know, my mom is in her 80s, and, you know, unless we know that it's kind of dissipated for a while. And I'm like, you know what? That's a great point. You can't. It's one thing to be at the beach. We'll be fine. But yeah, you can't stay with us if we don't know yet.
Let me ask you this. When people say they go on road trips, they're planned road trips, right? We have an article here which says 1 in 3 Americans now plan to do a road trip. And meaning that the gas prices are really low and they're going to go on a road trip. You don't just go on a road trip and just stop in a place, right? You got to have some sort of plan.
Yeah, you have a plan.
What do they mean by a road trip?
It means you're going via car instead of by a plane.
That's what they mean. People are flying. I mean, not flying, they're driving. I had a buddy that was going to drive to Oregon for work.
I mean, that's wacky. Yeah. That's something the drab T-shirt would do because he loves the Pacific Northwest so much.
I think he got on a plane.
Right.
Or he's going to get on a plane. But, yeah, people are planning road trips for sure. I'm not – imagine if we drive to Florida in February. Like, this thing is still a conundrum, and everyone's still feeling, like, weird. And so we say, yeah, we're going to drive.
Oh, I'm not doing that bit again. We did that for the Super Bowl back in the early 2000s. I'm going to get if the bird is flying to West Palm, I'm getting on it. I'm going to the airport early. I'm getting a super tall beer, and then I'm pouring myself into my seat with my mask on. Not driving 20 hours. That's so finished.
Right. Well, cross that bridge when we get there. But yeah, the beach stuff and, you know, our summer trips. You still have your Kiowa thing planned, right, Cakes?
Full steam ahead at this point.
Now, the good thing you guys do is you have two houses, right? You guys don't rent one house anymore.
I chopped the house with my in-laws and Amy's sister. They rent a separate house.
All right. What about your parents? So the in-laws stay with you.
Yeah.
And we
also chopped the price.
Right.
Chop.
Do you feel like you'll be comfortable? I'm assuming you haven't been in the same house with your in-laws.
Have not. We did right. Like on Mother's Day, we hung out on their back porch for
right, which is great.
A bit, yeah.
But so yeah, you're kind of in the same dilemma we are. If the elderly are still super vulnerable to this because it's still out there to a really reasonable degree.
Yeah.
Then they might have to stay home.
Possibly.
Yeah. Yeah, because you probably.
I'm going.
Yeah, right.
This guy is going. That yes, I know.
You're not
going
to unload your van in the wrong house, right?
No, but my wife brought up a good point.
You've only done that once.
Amy said, we may have to go in and clean the house after the maids have done it.
Yeah,
like, just at least like a cursory wipe down of the house.
I know.
And after being on the road for 10 hours, that's the last thing I want to do.
Well, I will say
last
this.
Last thing is clean the stupid house.
Remember, the last few weeks before all this, I was going crazy, and my daughters were having volleyball tournaments everywhere, and my son was having lacrosse games. So I was in hotels all through. Remember, every weekend I was in a different hotel, sometimes two, three different ones in a weekend. I was already in that phase where I was wiping down all the light switches, wiping down all the remotes, wiping down all the sinks, when I first got in. And it's a pain in the ass. And just doing it out of, I don't know, you're scared you might get the Rona. God, I hope that's not the new normal. It really can't be.
That's a labor-intensive vacation if you got to clean the entire house when you show up. Sorry. I pass on that.
It was a huge pain in the ass.
It'd be a 15-minute job. It'd be a few Lysol wipes, some spray downs of some counters. Bam, right. You're good.
Yeah.
House is clean.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, roll the dice.
Go to Harris Teeter and get some cases of beer. Let's start this vacation. Let's light this fuse.
All right, coming up next, we'll find out what's going on in the entertainment world. Entertainment reporter for Fox 5, Kevin McCarthy, will join us here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.